With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, a big victory for Republicans in the Lone Star State. The Texas State Senate giving final approval now to new Republican-leaning congressional voting districts. They've sent that on to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign it into law. Democrats have vowed to challenge that in court. Also, they're working on their own redistricting plan in Democrat-controlled California, about to give them an equal number of new Democrat-controlled seats there. All eyes are on the Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the prospects of an interest rate cut.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects to accumulate over coming months, with high uncertainty about both timing and amount.
At the White House, President Trump says Powell should have done something about interest rates sooner.
He should have cut them a year ago. He's too late.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Julie Walker reports on a tour bus rollover that killed five people in western New York.
A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people aboard crashes, rolling on its side on the highway Friday, killing five passengers and injuring many others, ages 1 to 74. Major Andre Ray with New York State Police says no children were among the dead, but there were some sent to the hospital.
It's believed the operator became distracted, lost control, overcorrected. And with the investigation still underway, no charges have been filed at this point.
Audio courtesy WKBW, Ray says an investigation is underway. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. A new British pornography law seems to be having the desired effect, Michael Harrington reports.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Things are getting worse for Afghanistan's small community of Christian believers. According to a report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the government's new Islamic morality law there is making it hard for believers to go about their daily lives. The law is a violation of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. It states that freedom of religious belief is a fundamental right and includes expression of one's faith in public. This is SRN News. President Trump threatening to remove the mayor of Washington, D.C.
After ordering a federal takeover of the D.C. police force, the president is boasting about a safer nation's capital, and he has a warning for Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It was unsafe, it was horrible, and Mayor Bowser better get her act straight or she won't be mayor very long, because we'll take it over with the federal government, run it like it's supposed to be run.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon has ordered National Guard troops patrolling the streets of D.C. to start carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, the White House.
False reports of active shooters this week led to panic and temporary lockdowns at two U.S. universities. Schools involved were Villanova University, that is just outside of Philadelphia. Thankfully, nobody was hurt there. And the other one came at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.